completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, ding, ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And good afternoon, one and all. It is time for the Computer Corner once again. It is Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle. Brandon Disney's on assignment.
Or Chad Disney.
Chad Disney.
Brandon Pyle.
Brandon Pyle, whichever. Brandon's actually working with our Denver area stores this week. So he may chime in from Denver. But Chad and I are here with a very kind of out of the ordinary, very important task today. And that is to launch our initiative here in the Valley and eventually throughout the United States within our store structure of helping parents understand what they've done by putting an internet-connected computer in their home.
It's an interesting transition period because you have these parents who have learned to use the internet over the years, and then you've got these kids who've grown up with it and so are extremely used to it.
Yeah, and the lion's share of households out there, Mom and Dad, you know this, the kids know more than you do about the computer, about the internet.
Ah, yes.
Fortunately, we believe they don't know more than us. They may know as much as us, but I don't believe they know more than us, and that's why we've decided to really concentrate on that topic, on those helpful items that we can create for you. And we've gone way beyond the normal show resources, so if you are a parent, if you know a parent that's concerned about what their kids might be doing on the internet, this show is absolutely for you, Mom and Dad. We're going to start giving you the tools to get up to speed on this stuff, because guess what? The longer you wait, the more of a gap there is between you and your children. And we have kind of an interesting situation here. We have Chad, who's not too far from the wild teenage childhood years, and we have me, on the other hand, a parent of two teenagers.
Yep. I remember, I think it was about age 12 when I realized I knew more about the computer than my parents did.
And
I took advantage of it.
You did all kinds of things. Absolutely. That to this day they probably have no idea you were doing.
I hope they're not listening.
Those of you that have older kids, you probably remember when you were a child, there were things that, some of the neighbor kids had access to Dad's girly magazines, but it was pretty tame compared to what's going on today.
Yeah, it's just so accessible now. And a lot of times you can stumble upon it without even meaning to.
Well, and that's an interesting point. The Youth and Society survey recently found that 73% of exposures occur while children are searching or surfing for something on the internet. So yeah. Basically, search engines are, the power of the search engine is, here's all the stuff you asked for.
Right.
And it's unfiltered and unadulterated and... it's not a good thing if you're not paying attention. If your kids are spending tons and tons of time on the computer and you're not monitoring in any way, shape, or form, we've got a whole bunch of resources for you today. So here's what I want you to do. First of all, if you're near a computer, go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you're going to see a plethora, depending upon...
Many.
What
How about
part
that?
Of, yeah. Many, many resources for you, including... our safe surfing guide. We have a brand new guide we put together. It's very simple to read. It's very simple to understand. It's very basic. And it's for those of you that are basically completely clueless as parents. So we've got the safe surfing guide. We have links to all kinds of resources, to parental control software. But even better than that, those of you that are not do-it-yourselfers that need more than just guidance from a website or a brochure, we're offering to help you real-time for free in any of our stores, and we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show, explain exactly what you can do. But you literally take your computer down and say, help. And it's a free service that we're going to provide here. So we'll fill you in on all those details. But if you know somebody that has children and you know they need help, call them up, tell them, start listening to the radio. Of course, if you're not able to hear the whole show, or if you happen to be listening to the archives, which we're recording right now.
Hopefully, yeah.
Although we're mentioning we're mentioning it live. We'll have this show permanently archived on our website as well, so the audio can be listened to by those parents that didn't get to catch the show. But we've got lots of resources, lots of statistics, and lots of help for you so that you stop making those mistakes that allow your children to run roughshod over you this technology.
Yeah, I mean, your kids might know a lot about computers, but I guarantee you they're leaving something behind.
There's always a way. So we're going to give you that ammunition. This is for you, Mom and Dad. All of you clueless mom and dads, this is specifically for you. If you've got kids listening to the show, tell them to go play outside.
Yeah, they're not going to like us very much.
Or they're going to hate us after this show, which is actually our intent.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It's Ken Colburn, Chad Powell. We're the Data Doctors. We're here for you, mom and dad, to teach you how to get this thing under control. If you've got a computer in your house, it's connected to the internet, it's your responsibility to learn these things. We're going to teach you. When we come back from the break, we've got all kinds of information, including the number one mistake that parents make when it comes to internet-connected computers. Ken Colburn, Chad Powell, back after the news.